part of Clinton's side of Enterprise Boroughs. I'm now going to turn the program over to a very good friend of mine. At least I'm his friend. I don't know what he thinks about me. And of course, we're talking about the author of Feast Unknown. Am I saying that right? Feast Unknown. And if you haven't read it, you've missed it, buddy. we're talking about Lord Grunith, Doc Caliban, and the man who put Lord Greystoke on the biographies shelf of your public library, the author of the Tarzan Alive, Philip Jose Farmer. And one thing more, wait. The only reason he will not get a science fiction award or another Hugo this year is because they do not have a category for biographies.
The culmination of that, as far as I'm concerned, anything of, except for the fact that my publisher didn't make my corrections on, from the galleys onto the, into the finished product itself. But that's not bad. As Vern said, Tarzan Live is on the biography section, so many libraries. I made an effort, actually, to get on the biography section of the Peoria Public Library. The supervisor there refused to permit that, even after I pointed out that the biography of the Scarlet Pimpernel was in the biography section. Didn't make any difference. However, I'm waiting for her to retire, and when she does, I'm going to use my influence to get it put there. But the local bookstore, for instance, has the biographies of Horatio Hornblower and Tarzan Live in the biography section, right next to Al Capone and Jimmy Churchill. Which kind of tickled me. On the other hand, it makes it difficult for readers who customarily don't go to the biography section. They may not be aware of the fact that it's there. Now, I talked to the local proprietor of the bookstore, and I couldn't shake her. She said, it says right there, biography, and that's it. Well, that's all right. That means the Tarzan really lives, right? All right. I've just completed my first anthology, or first collection. This is titled Mother Was a Lovely Beast. And this is a collection of so-called true cases of feral man, or of human beings raised by children, and also a considerable amount of okay. You know, I'm standing up here while my mind is kind of wandering off into the jungle. human beings raised by animals. When I first went into this, I wasn't aware that such an enormous body of literature existed. Actually, when I turned in my first collection, I had enough material left over to do a sequel to this. This will contain a somewhat brief account of some of the so-called authenticated cases of feral human beings in Europe and India. I have one old familiar story in it, the God of Tarzan, the Jungle Tales of Tarzan, which Holbert Burroughs is kind enough to give me permission, and Robert Otis were kind enough to give me permission to print. I wanted it there because I think that that short story actually gives you a rather deep insight into Tarzan's psychology. And also it contains an ingenious device in which you see an isolated human being could actually teach himself to read and write English without ever having heard a word of it. I have followed that up with about 17,000 pages. I should start looking. 17,000 words. It felt like 17,000 pages. of the memoirs of a certain well-known character, which tell you in detail what actually went on in certain scenes that were perhaps passed over rather swiftly in the original books. I'm putting in some pastiches and parodies there. I tried to get some chapters from Casper the Lion Man and the Lion's Way. I got permission, but too late. But I plan on putting those chapters into the sequel. Vern Coryell was kind enough to let me look through his collection of rare books, and I found some extremely good stuff that isn't available today, like the Shasta of the Wolves by Olaf Baker. And, I'm going to hold this down. That should be out in about 10 months, I would say, until the press will be putting that out. Now, the The other boat, which is the first of the series, I'm very excited about it. It's called Hotel on the Ancient Hope Bar, and this will be the first novel in the Ancient Oparian series. Be very brief. I got the idea from an article written by John Harwood and Frank Breckel, which will be published in the future, and this is a tremendous essay on the history of the city of Hobart. Frank Breckel and John Harwood assumed that the Atlantis referred to in the Oparian books was not the real Atlantis, but actually was a civilization that existed around the two great Central African lakes, which actually existed up to about 10,000 or 12,000 years ago, and which has since drained out and become the Chad Basin and the Congo Basin. I got all fired up by that, so I wrote Hobart Burleson asking for permission to write a series of novels which would take place in Opar and in the other cities of the empire that drained these two central African lakes, which combined actually had a surface area almost equal to that of the present-day Mediterranean. As far as anybody knows, nobody can call me a liar. And that book will be out about March or April, and then I plan on continuing the adventures of Hado and Bopar. I don't know how long it'll take. The way I have it worked out, probably about 10 books, which will culminate with the tremendous earthquake which opened the Congo Mountains and which started the drainage of the water, plus the fact that the climatic conditions were changing too. And as far as I know, Richard Corbin, an artist whose work you may know, he's done some world's works, he'll be doing the cover. And oh yeah, I have a Doc Caliban book in the hopper, and maybe 2 years worth of Doc. And then after that, I'll be following that with another Lord Granville novel. You all know who he is. So. Thanks.
The latest Tarzan novel has been published by Mr. Ian Valentine. He wasn't aware of it. The name of it was Time's Last Gift by Philip Jose Farmer. If you want to know what I'm talking about, I read the book. Time's Last Gift by Philip Jose Farmer, the most recent Tarzan novel.